So in Indiana, when you go to vote, you have to have an ID. You have to show an ID. But some people want to change the law right now as far as voter registration goes, that when you go to register to vote, that you will have to prove that you are a citizen of the United States by showing various forms of documentation. The ACLU of Indiana opposes this new Senate bill, which if you're looking that up on the Senate's website, it is Senate Bill 353. So right now, Katie Blair is the public policy and advocacy director for the ACLU of Indiana. So, Katie, what is it about this new legislation that the ACLU opposes? Because some people would look at it and say, well, they want you to prove that you're a citizen. This is good and righteous.
Yeah, well, first off, the push to require citizen documents to register to vote is driven by, you know, claims that non-citizens are voting in large number. And this has been widely reported that there is no evidence to back up these claims. So this is a bill that is really pushing a false narrative that there's simply, you know, no evidence for it. We're against it, you know, because number one, all of these documents that are have been listed, like a passport and your birth certificate, all of those kind of forms of ID cost money. They cost money, and so that is creating a slippery slope to a poll tax. And then we know that those documents take a long time to process, especially during COVID. So the financial costs and time spent obtaining these documents can be prohibited for many Americans and for people who try to register to vote in the final weeks before an election. The delay in processing time can mean completely losing the chance to vote.
And this is not without precedent, though. I mean, if we're looking at what happened in a couple of other states, there are some court battles going on.
Yeah, well, and the ACLU has successfully challenged these similar laws across the country. These fights have proven that these laws undermine the fundamental right to vote and that they violate the National Voter Registration Act. Our attorneys are currently monitoring this legislation closely here as well.
You know, when you say closely monitoring, this is going to be heard in committee on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. You can contact members of the Senate Elections Committee, and you can find their information on the Indiana General Assembly website. And you can contact them and send them an email, give them a phone call, and let them know that you oppose this this legislation.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you think is important to bring out about this?
Yeah. So this also, surveys show that millions of American citizens don't have the most common types of documents used to provide citizenship. And so that means that this is going to, you know, really suppress the votes of elderly people, people of color born in an era of official discrimination, Native Americans born on reservations and not in hospitals. So these citizens, there is no birth certificate. There are no records. So this is really going to disenfranchise a large amount of people.
Well, thank you so much, Katie, for taking the time.